Welcome to Jazz Rhythm and more of the vivid memories and music of Bob Helm, a San Francisco legend. This survey will include many rare and unissued recordings of Bob Helm, a clarinet and soprano sax player in the mold of Johnny Dodds and Jimmy Noon, still active in his seventh decade of making great music. This hour will focus on Helm's more than 30 years with trombonist Turk Murphy's San Francisco Jazz Band as part of the San Francisco Jazz Chronicles, an exclusive feature of Jazz Rhythm. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer, here with you for this weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and personalities of early jazz. We'll begin with several previously unissued recordings of Turk Murphy's Jazz Band from 1953, showcasing Bob Helm's searing clarinet and effervescent singing.
S.O.S., S.O.S., Captain, we are lost. Ship is floundering in the sea by wind and wave and toss. Lifeboats here, lifeboats here, hear the shrieks and groans. Captain cried all hands on deck and announced in trembling tones. How I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria, tonight. How I miss those gals in Peoria, Peoria, tonight. Pick a morning, Gloria, on the outskirts of Peoria. How I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria, tonight.
Wow, a terrific but previously unissued performance of Bob Helm, a San Francisco legend, singing and playing clarinet with Turk Murphy's Jazz Band in 1953 and now issued for the first time by the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer bringing you Bob Helm, a San Francisco legend. In this hour, you'll hear more of Bob's previously unissued recordings, his Riverside Roustabouts from a rare and long out-of-print 10-inch LP, Bob on Turk Murphy's first record under Turk's own name, and more of Bob's delightful vocals, like this upbeat Atlanta Blues, also known as Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, and Evolution Mama, a silly song that asks the musical question, can love and creationism mix?
Down Atlanta, on old Peachtree Street, well, you can hear the beat of happy feet. Well, it seems like years since I have had the treat of 5 points and my old familiar beat. Well, I know I'd be satisfied if I could grab a train and ride. If I make Atlanta with no place to go, just make me a pallet on the floor. Georgia Grand. Well, used to dance it all the time. But when I left her, I said, baby, I'm through with you. But the name Atlanta makes me feel so blue. So just give everybody my regards, because I'm coming if I have to ride the rods. I'm gonna grab an armful of train, Atlanta, before you know. You can make me a pallet on the floor.
Next, I asked Bob about Turk Murphy's early years. In 1952, Turk had his own band for a couple of years at this point.
Yes, I think he had his own band after he left Hambone Kelly's in 1949, I think. And he was touring. He spent much time in Vegas and the Los Angeles area and on the road. And Turk was between jobs at that time. I had joined him in the summer of 51 at the Greenwich Village down in Palo Alto. He followed Scobie's band in there. And that place went belly up, but Charles Campbell persuaded him to put a band together for a jazz club meeting, which was held at the Italian Village on January 6, 1952. So that was the start of Turk's second band, or third band.
Bird had a gal way down in Tennessee. Now she told Lucian all about evolution, and she was sitting down on his knee. Well, one fine day she got gay and started stepping out. Then old Lucian started a revolution. The neighbors all could hear him shout.
What'd he say, Turk?
He said, evolution, mama, evolution, mama, don't you make a monkey out of me. Well, evolution, mama, don't you think you got me up a tree. Why, I remember the time you had me nice and tame. I was eating right out of your hand. I'm gonna take that aim and knock that peanut whistle right off your stand. Evolution, mama, listen what I get you told. What I'm gonna tell you is gonna make your blood run cold. Awful cold, Red. Well, ain't half man and I ain't half beast, but I can do you more good than this here store-bought yeast. Well, evolution, mama, don't you make a monkey out of me.
Thank you. mind take a couple of shakes of this here family tree?
Well, I'll tell you what took place at Flashhacker Zoo the other day. Evolution mama, sweet smelling mama, don't you make a monkey out of me. Evolution mama, don't you think you got me up a tree. I remember the time you had me nice and tame, I was eating right out of your hand. But one fine day I'm gonna take dead aim and knock that peanut whistle right off your stand. Evolution mama, come here, come here, come here, listen while I get you told. Well, what I've got to tell you, gonna make your blood run cold, gonna make you feel mighty old, because I got me a razor, got me a gun. I'm gonna carve on you if you stand still, shoot you if you run. Evolution mama, don't you make a monkey out of me.
Evolution mama, that's kind of cute if you don't take the lyrics too seriously. And the Atlanta Blues, sung by Bob Helm. Personnel for those outstanding 1953 sessions were Turk Murphy trombone, Bob Short on both cornet and tuba, though presumably not both at the same time, Wally Rose piano, Dick Lammy banjo, and of course, San Francisco jazz legend Bob Helm, who played both soprano and clarinet on those sessions and shared that last vocal with Turk Murphy. By the way, one odd thing about Turk Murphy was that he suffered some pretty severe stuttering, but didn't stutter when he was singing. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me. Still ahead, Bob's extremely rare Riverside Roustabouts, a live recording with Turk Murphy in 1958, and more previously unissued performances from 1953, like this next Weary Blues, which is a fantastic two-clarinet duet of Bob Helm accompanying Bob Helm in an overdub, which is a procedure highly unorthodox for the Turk Murphy Band or for any recording done in 1953. It's the Weary Blues. Then get your chopsticks ready for some clarinet Fu Young chop suey al dente. From that period of Turk Murphy's band in the very early 50s, we've got some selections from Barrel House Jazz.
Yes, that was done, I believe, while we were at the Italian Village before we went to New York in 54.
There's an innovation of yours on here, something you called Clarinet Foo Young.
Well, it was a tune that everybody admired, and especially admired the Hot Fives playing of it and Louis' composition and his performance. And
Louis' cornet chop suey.
Just I wanted to play it, and we didn't have a trumpet at that time. I sort of adapted it, and I played it more as a clarinet feature instead of trumpet, and my apologies to Louis, of course.
Based on Louis Armstrong's Cornet Chop Suey, Bob Helm's clarinet feature with Turk Murphy's Jazz Band from 1954. Before that, a red-hot, weary blues, Bob Helm in an overdub duet with himself, highly unusual for 1953 or for any of these traditional bands. This type of band rarely overdubs. They're usually striving for a recording of everyone playing together at once at the same time, rather than music constructed from a series of parts laid down separately. Next is music from Bob's own 1954 session, recorded for the Riverside Records label, and released as a 10-inch LP in the U.S. and Britain, but never reissued, so this is very rare. It's a small band playing his original tunes, featuring Bob on clarinet, and trumpeter Ev Ferret, who was among the young West Coast traditional jazz enthusiasts. Here's Riverside Shake and Doin' the Plymouth Rock.
Thank you.
Also in the early 50s, you took a break to produce an album, The Riverside Roustabouts.
Well, I didn't exactly take a break, Dave. We were doing both at the same time, and I was counting on the guys in the Turk's band to join me in this one. But Turk was under contract to George Ivakian, and Ivakian sort of frowned on the idea of guys jumping from one band to another. And so I was able to recruit some guys from the Red Onion band, friends, and they fitted in just fine, and they assimilated all the new music. It surprised me because we were working full-time at doing an album for Columbia, and this one wound up about 8 o'clock in the morning, I guess. And Everett Foray came over from Turk's band to do it. But
yeah, I see Ev Foray is on the personnel, Hank Ross, piano, Bill Stanley, bass and tuba. So this was recorded in New York in October 1954, and it's all original tunes.
I was writing tunes collaborating with Weldon Keyes, a well-known poet who established in the Bay Area at that time. We were kicking tunes back and forth, and he would send me a set of lyrics, and I would write a tune, or I'd send him a tune, and he'd write a set of lyrics for it. And several of these tunes out of that album are tunes that had lyrics.
Listening to recordings from the extremely rare LP issued in 1954 by Bob Helm's Riverside Roustabouts, we heard Doing the Plymouth Rock and Riverside Shake. Still to come, Bob Helm on Turk Murphy's first disc under Turk's own name, a live recording from 1958, and more rare and previously unissued recordings of Turk's band with Helm doing some great clarinet playing and singing. On the West Coast, Bob Helm is a much-loved guest star, frequently honored jazz veteran, and is still playing music, granting interviews, and active in his late 80s. Well, I know that if you're already familiar with Bob Helm, you're enjoying this. And if this is your first introduction to Bob, I hope you're finding that he and his particularly pungent clarinet style are a fresh discovery. From time to time, I'll be bringing you these exclusive features about West Coast musicians, filled with interview clips and musical rarities, as part of an occasional and ongoing chronicle, West Coast and San Francisco jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, and of course, I want to thank you as always for being with me for Jazz Rhythm, every week bringing you jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. There's more about jazz and links to other jazz sites like the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzrhythm.com. jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. To find traditional jazz CDs, slideshows and photos, and more about these West Coast artists, you can visit the excellent website of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation at www.sftradjazz.org. That's one word, sftradjazz.org. Here's a little more from Bob's rare Riverside Roustabouts 10-inch LP, The Backside of Town, which is not to be confused with the better-known Back of Town Blues.